Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are in the middle of a serious crisis, and it's one that the corporate media are loath to even hint at. The reason is obvious. To hint at it means that you have to acknowledge that the responsibility for all this bad stuff lies with President Biden and his leadership team. But Glenn Reynolds was not afraid to write about it in the New York Post. He writes, "Our military civilian leadership is corrupt and incompetent. The brass commands respect neither among the citizenry nor the forces it commands. Mid-level officers are in a rage, a dangerous phenomenon that in many other nations triggers insurrections and coups." That is a true statement. Meanwhile, the officers who actually do things are furious. A series of encrypted messages leaked to the media shows officers on the ground in Kabul blasting their orders, complaining that they were being forced to leave Americans behind. "We are blanking, abandoning American citizens," wrote a colonel with the 82nd Airborne Detachment there. "Regular troops were reportedly apoplectic that they weren't allowed to go rescue U.S. citizens as British and French forces did." As this debacle unfolds, the field and company grade officers, captains through colonels, are complaining about a double standard in military management. If they mess up even a little bit, their careers are over. But when the generals mess up, there are no consequences, even when lives or billions of dollars are wasted. Then they retire to fat contractor paychecks. Marine Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller resigned his commission after Kabul to demand accountability from his superiors. He couldn't stay, he said, because he lost trust and confidence in them. His words have been echoed publicly and in private by many others of similar rank. And this is against the background of endless loose talk by our high political leaders about coups and insurrections and sedition. The laughable Capitol riot didn't rise to that level. But in a show of insecurity, the Capitol was ringed by 25,000 troops, several times as many as were sent to rescue Americans from Kabul. This is Banana Republic stuff here. And Reynolds takes the time to point out the reasons a military coup is unlikely. He said, "With so much of our government and even our domestic military force divided up among the states, a coup is much harder to pull off. And with our institutions weakened as they are, still comparatively strong, we aren't likely to see a 7 days in May scenario in the near future." I throw in there the sworn oath to the Constitution that all military members take, even if their high command is less trustworthy. But what worries me as a crisis is the weakened military response capability when the top brass have lost the confidence of the troops. The same disarray and incompetence that alienate the ranks is highly visible to China, Iran, North Korea, and assorted other less organized bad guys around the world. What if an adept crisis response is needed and the brass can't respond coherently to this? What if they give suicidal orders that make no sense? We have. We're only 8 months into the Biden administration, and our military and diplomatic weakness is highly provocative. It is a red flag, or a red cape, if you will. And we can expect responses from those who see this opportunity. An incapable military and political leadership not respected by the troops is a recipe for disaster. With Trump, when Trump went to see the troops were happy. Trump was an imperfect man, is an imperfect man in every way. But he inspired and he led. And he didn't mind getting out there on the ground. And he did it a couple of times unannounced. And being a president and going to these far-flung places and doing these far-flung things is not, sometimes that's not the smartest thing to do. And yet he would do it on a regular basis. Biden and the entire part of the Democrats, they seem to look at the military sort of like a, like Antifa. You know, we'll use them when we need them. They don't need our reassurance. They just need to follow their orders. They don't understand that when you have people in an all-voluntary force, and, you know, one thing that they're not even addressing that I don't hear anybody talking about, I've seen this. I've seen this in various other places. Among the troops, they're telling the troops that if they don't take the vaccine within 30 days, they will be separated from the service involuntarily. And they will be given a less than honorable discharge, I think, if I'm correct about this. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. I've never heard of the military doing that. And yet they are here doing that kind of stuff. And at the same time, the guys that actually do things on the ground, your field grades, your company grades, they're angry. And I don't know, the only way for that to actually overhaul itself would be for everybody in the whatever happens the next go-around when we have the next president needs to clean out the Pentagon to begin with. He needs to get rid of the Lieutenant Colonel Vindmans and on up. He needs to make Milley resign. He needs to put Austin away. Milley and Austin should be resigning out of disgrace. I've never known a time, and I mean, I worked after I became a non-commissioned officer. I worked around enough officers to know that sometimes there would be some things that they might question, but the level of autonomy they give to an officer in the field is primarily, this is what we want you to go do. Let us know when it's done. And then when you're in the military, you're not being overwatched like that. Your team, your group, you have a leader, EIEIO, but that guy has a lot of autonomy doing it. That's not something you can teach. It is something you can inspire. And I don't know how inspired some of these guys are going to be when the next thing comes to a head. And believe me, the next thing is just around the bend. Because everybody noticed Kabul. Everybody noticed what happened in Kabul. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Soothing, isn't it? From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when
when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. So then, Anthony Fauci, maybe his deadly reign of incompetence will come to an end because The Intercept, which is a hard left publication, has revealed 900 pages of government documents definitively proving that Fauci used his position to fund gain-of-function research into bat viruses at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And then, to compound that, he lied about it to Congress. I know what some of you are saying. You're saying, well, Bill, who wouldn't lie to Congress? That may be so. Since February 2020, the wizened Fauci has been the face of the government's response to the pandemic. And in the ensuing 20 months, he was frequently wrong, incredibly arrogant, and deeply dishonest. But because he was the anti-Trump, we were stuck with him. Democrats especially appreciated how he dismissed treating COVID with time-tested and affordable medicines like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and instead insisted on masks and lockdowns and mandated vaccines. In July, during a Senate Health Committee hearing, Senator Rand Paul directly accused Fauci of using his position to fund illegal gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute. The Hill, which reported on the hearing, assured its readers that Paul was making an unsubstantiated accusation. And Fauci came out swinging in response to Senator Paul's accusations. He said, "Senator Paul, you do not know what you're talking about. If anybody's lying here, Senator, it is you." You really need to watch that little clip. I've watched it. And as you listen to Fauci, remember that money is fungible and that insights gained from one area of research can easily be applied to another. And Fauci's gift of the American funds made the WIV richer and better able to create Frankenstein viruses. If you watch that exchange, one thing that you should be very well aware of as you watch it, is that this, when you're watching this, this is how sociopaths lie. They lie with verve and assurance. And because in their own consciousless brain, they're always in the right. Whatever they need to say to defend themselves is their truth, and it is as good as the truth. People with morals and a conscience can't do that. Now, The Intercept aggressively attacked Senator Paul after the hearing. Glenn Greenwald, who funded The Intercept and then got the boot for being insufficiently totalitarian, posits that it was then that the outlet sought to bolster its attack on Rand Paul by filing a FOIA request against the National Institutes of Health. Well, they got their request. But what happened instead was that The Intercept received over 900 pages of documents showing it was Fauci who lied. Richard E. Ebright, a professor of chemistry and chemical biology at Rutgers, summarized what those documents revealed. He said the trove of documents includes two previously unpublished grant proposals that were funded by NIAID, as well as project updates relating to the EcoHealth Alliance's research, which has been scrutinized amid increased interest in the origins of the pandemic. Showed that the 2014 and 2019 NIH grants to EcoHealth, with subcontracts to WIV, funded gain-of-function research as defined in federal policies in effect in 2014-2017 and potential pandemic pathogen enhancement as defined in federal policies in effect in 2017 to present. Which, that you would reveal, most of the time you would refer to something like that as the smoking gun. He further says that the documents make it clear that assertions by the NIH director, Francis Collins, and the NIAID director, Anthony Fauci, that the NIH did not support gain-of-function research or potential pandemic pathogen enhancement at WIV are untruthful. Senator Paul, I fully understand it. He got on Twitter to take a well-deserved victory lap. He said, surprise, surprise, Fauci lied again. And I was right about his agency funding novel coronavirus research at Wuhan. Last year revealed to America that our most lauded experts are idiots, and in the case of Fauci and Collins, highly culpable, dishonest idiots. Everything they told us has been proven wrong, from COVID's origins to the lockdowns to the masks to the attacks on affordable early treatment to the vaccine safety and efficacy. We also learned that all Democrats and some Republicans who have political or administrative power will abuse it. Democrats also weaponized COVID to corrupt our elections and saddle us with a corrupt, senile president who has opened America's borders, destroyed her economy, creating a glide path for Islamic extremists to come here, degraded America's standing in the world, handed power to the Chinese, and in all probability will give a nuclear pass to Iran. So, assuming that we survive as a democratic republic operating under our Constitution, we now get to take stock. We should be taking stock of everything they've assumed since the Cold War's end. Here are some of the lessons. Number one, cultural Marxism is the road to totalitarianism. Number two, Democrats are fascists under Mussolini's ultimate definition of fascism. All within the state, nothing outside the state, nothing against the state or the Democrats. Number three, the tech tyrants must be reined in for what they are. They're the primary vehicle through which Democrats implement fascism. Number four, the mainstream media, which collaborates with the techs, is another fascism facilitator. Ditto Hollywood. Almost all American schools, I forgot what number I'm on, whether K-12 or colleges and universities, do not educate. They indoctrinate. Borders matter. And scientism, which is a form of blind worship, is entirely different from science, which is a methodology used to reproduce experiments to prove theories that are never immune to challenges. Oh, yeah. And Fauci's an idiot. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A House committee is taking a closer look today at the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will testify on the topic before the Democratic-led House Foreign Affairs Committee. This as former Secretary of Defense and Director of the CIA, Leon Panetta, says we need to keep our eye on the Taliban.
It's clear to me that they're going to continue to support al-Qaeda and allow al-Qaeda to basically continue to develop and expand. And I think they will plan additional attacks on our country as well as elsewhere.
That audio courtesy of Full Court Press with Greta Van Susteren. President Biden begins his three-state tour in the West today. He'll start with Idaho, where 22 of the nation's 80 largest fires are burning. Then he'll head to California for two stops. USA Radio News. Saturday marked the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. House Minority Leader and California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy claims the terrorists that carried out the attacks ultimately failed in their objectives to strike fear in the hearts of Americans.
20 years ago, we saw true evil, an evil that tried to destroy us. But good people become heroes in hard times. And that's how the American people responded. Heroically.
The Senate in session this week, but the House is still on recess. Beef prices have gone up 14% this year. Meanwhile, pork has jumped 12.1% and poultry has risen 6.6%. But grocery chain Kroger says prices are headed higher later this year. The Fed Reserve has claimed the price increases are transitory and that pressure on prices will subside when supply chain disruptions are resolved. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. I'm enjoying the how we keep getting told that Joe Biden has plummeting approval ratings. Like he has. Who approves of what Joe Biden's doing? Who approves of that? I mean, I don't know of anybody that approves of it. I must confess, though, that I don't have very many left-leaning friends. I don't know if that's a feature or a bug. Nor do I care. I've been informed by all the smart people of the smartness that have a Beer Joe was a popular and beloved figure of respect. And well, that's not a thing in the wake of Operation Craven Buck Out. He's pulling worse than a fat chick with pit hair dancing to cherry pie down at the Chamomile Gazette. That may be the wrong polling, but I think you get my gist. Now, so what's President Asterisk doing in Delaware every weekend, for example? I bet the most transparent Asterisk administration in American history isn't trying to hide something like this crusty goon's manifest dementia. That couldn't be it. Now, could it? I don't know. I guess it could be it. But I digress. But now the polls are in, and even though I've told you numerous times not to the polls, they can be entertaining sometimes. Even if, you know, I don't trust them. What do you know about them now? What have you seen? Americans, turns out, don't enjoy being utterly humiliated in public, which explains why the Bulwark staff always seems to be out of step with normal people. And watching Biden and his cast of bemedaled and pompous nincompoops fumble around like a pack of monkeys trying to make love to a greasy football is not quite the confidence builder the Dems were hoping to see going into 2022. Because we were promised normalcy, weren't we? Now that the adults are in charge, and on that basis, some of them, maybe, the ones that were alive, voted for this bozo. And now America is racked by nostalgia for mean tweets. If this is normal, weird is beginning to look great. And here's the problem. The polls are beginning to reflect this. And what you got to remember about the polls is that the polls are always heavily stacked towards the Democrats. So when you see that they're beginning to reflect it, even the ones with the plus 72 Democrat crosstabs, maybe people don't like people who suck. And this becomes a problem for the overall setup for the totalitarians. Now, the polls do raise the question of who the hell are the people who think this dingus is doing just fine? Because he's not just bad, he's bad to the nth power. He doesn't just lose a war. Any Democrat can just lose a war. No, he abandons a bunch of Americans after promising on camera not to abandon anybody. You want more? Fine. His incompetence manages to get 13 of our troops killed, and his chef's kiss is babbling about his good son who did not die in or because of a war between the bored glances at his Rolex. Still not bad enough? How about that $85 billion in weapons to the Taliban and then unleashing his fact-checker lackeys to correct the record? Actually, it was only $65 billion. Well, I'm glad for that. I was worried. Still have any doubts? How about murdering a bunch of loyal puppies? And yet, there are people still thinking, well, I guess I got his back. Here's $5. Give me a gallon of gas. Now, these voters don't really love Joe. What they love is not Trump, and they love not Trump as deeply and passionately as Jeffrey Toobin loves himself on a Zoom call. And what they're doing supporting Biden is what Toobin is doing in that Zoom call, except the only thing Toobin got killed was his last shred of dignity. I began to get suspicious every time Biden start going back to Delaware every weekend by choice. I mean, who goes to Delaware? Live voluntarily, except some lawyers for Fortune 500 corporations looking for a friendly legal venue. Delaware is New Jersey without the charm. You don't go there unless it's kicking and screaming or if you have something to hide. Have something to hide. Makes you think, doesn't it? That makes you think a little bit, doesn't it? Yeah. Makes me think. What could a creepy elderly pervert have to hide such that he would have to take off to America's little, you know, to the basically the heel of the little toe of America? Maybe he's getting visits. Now, at the White House, they keep detailed logs of who comes in. And those are public records. Same with Camp David. But at the very expensive Biden ranch, which I assume he bought on his public servant's salary, let's just say he has a certain flexibility being out of spotlight. Now, who might come to see this drooling mound of animated dust? I don't know. Maybe some skeevy foreigners coming to lay their 10% on him. That could be it, right? Now, that would actually require Hunter's presence. And he's busy with his new career as a respected artist. And, of course, his canvas is random hookers and strippers. Maybe it's the stripper baby grandkid. Nah, that's the one kid Grabby McTouch too much has shown zero interest in. Maybe it's his core of competent, intelligent, and successful advisors who have helped him become the superstar winner that have made him beloved and respected by all. Can't be that. Is it a doctor? A doctor that his other treating doctor, Dr. Jill, doesn't want everyone knowing about? Like a head doctor? I'm not saying that there are rumors floating around about his incompetentness that goes back to Delaware every weekend for what he can be secretly and apparently ineffectively treated for, which is his rapidly accelerating dementia by doctors who can avoid signing in and remain the Biden's crusty little secret. And I'm also not saying that such rumors are flying about. But I am looking forward to a couple of years from now when we can look at this in a different light. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're coming up on the 20th anniversary of the horrific 9/11 terrorist attack. And I'm taking stock of the past two decades, of all that we've won and all we may have lost. We've seen Americans come together in unity in our darkest hour. There have been many such attacks like this since that one, and we foiled them. And we've watched our country shine as a beacon of freedom and hope like it never had before. But this did not come without tremendous heartbreaking cost. Because as the nation stood to defend its liberty and its value and its way of life, hundreds of thousands of our brothers and sisters risked their lives in that defense, and thousands paid the ultimate price for it. More than 3,600 soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines from at least 32 countries, including nearly 2,500 Americans, were killed serving in Afghanistan to make America and the world safer. They kept terror at bay and kept America free. And it is a debt that we're never, ever going to be able to repay. So, we should try to, on this 20th anniversary, we should try to honor everything that they've done. And our world today has grown no less dangerous. Indeed, the threats we face multiply by the year. Evil never sleeps. We face a resurgent threat from transnational terrorism, a threat that has found new life under President Joe Biden's ill-advised and poorly executed withdrawal from Afghanistan. And his actions have opened the door for a more dangerous future. So, on this 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, the Taliban are going to have more territorial control of Afghanistan than it did on September 11th, 2001. They will also be better armed than it was in 2001, with billions of dollars in our equipment and weaponry that the president had the military leave behind during his bungled evacuation. And worse is that they have hundreds of American hostages that they didn't have in 2001. These weren't hostages they took. These were hostages we left behind, that President Joe left behind, that he told would not be left behind. They'll use these hostages to barter for more money and weapons to use to commit more terrorist attacks. New territory, new weaponry, hostages, and the fact that the Taliban was able to release thousands of fellow terrorists from American prisons in Afghanistan as they overtook the country will make Afghanistan a new hub for terrorism and more of a threat than it was on September 11th, 2001. They will also be able to launch a major recruitment drive for jihadist groups, as nothing attracts new followers like the success they were just handed by the most powerful nation in the world. Terrorists are now welcome in Afghanistan again, and terrorist groups will be flocking there. Just a few days ago, Osama bin Laden's former head of security, Amin al-Haq, returned to Afghanistan after being gone for the past 20 years. Now that Biden has gave up our counterterrorism operations in Afghanistan, he's saying we can instead strike terrorists using our over-the-horizon capability. The problem is, that doesn't actually match reality. As cool as drones are, and over-the-horizon weapons, sometimes you got to put boots on the ground. The queen of battle. Sometimes. It's difficult to carry out airstrikes or drone strikes when you don't have intelligence and assets on the ground telling the military what to hit. You have to have these, they're called forward observers, President Joe. You got to have them. You either got to cultivate them or you got to have your own there. Moreover, because of this botched pullout, not only have America's adversaries become more emboldened, but America's friends and allies are seriously questioning our resolve for future conflicts. That's a problem. That's a problem. In the past 2 weeks, our Heritage Foundation experts have spoken to nearly 20 diplomats, including at least four ambassadors, and all have expressed the same concern about this administration and the stunning lack of American leadership under this president. We have alienated our allies, and this alienation of our allies couldn't come at a worse time. As we now face rising threats from an increasing adversarial Chinese Communist Party, from Vladimir Putin's Russia, and from a nuclear-armed Iran that has for years pledged death to America. Now, the course that Joe Biden has set for America is not inevitable. In September 11th, 2011, we showed that we were resilient and determined and strong. Do we want to sit here and believe for any degree of time that we cannot be that again? At this moment in our nation's history, not just on this day, but every day going forward, we have to resolve to stand unified against the forces that would seek to destroy us. that's easier said than done sometimes. I mean, it's okay as the United States to bend over, to be bent, to bend in the wind, whatever you want to put it. But we will never, ever break. And as long as we resolve to ourselves to be that way, we should be okay. But my question becomes this. Do we have to have a horrendous event occur in order for us to unify? Do we have to have another 9/11? I hope and pray that the answer to that one is no, because for anybody out there that might say, well, the 9/11 would come in handy because then, well, then we could, you know, we could unify and we could do this, we could do that. And you know, think about that just for a second, if you would. That means people got to die. I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in seeing innocence shattered that way again. And it has rebuilt itself. There's a surprising amount of naivete out there today from a group of people that either don't remember or weren't alive when 9/11 happened. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by my wounded, weaponized woman, Makita Bussey. She's bringing a personal trainer guest on in to talk about fitness. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.